No matter what challenge you are dealing with, it is a matter of believing that you can always find a way to overcome the challenge, whether you're going through a breakup, financial crisis, academic issues, divorce, or have lost someone close to you. In general, it can be challenging to find the light side of these dark times. Your mind involves an unusual experience and has no solutions, which makes you frustrated and anxious. So it is vital to remain mindful of your mental and physical health. Find a way to refresh yourself, such as exercising, meditating, or doing other self-care activities. You must realize your potential and restore your confidence to start the recovery process. Let's go through them one by one. It is necessary to know that for every challenge, we should have a precise and clear picture to manage it. Let's talk about the breakup challenges. If you are in an emotional hardship for a breakup, get a clear image of the situation to be aware of the possibility of having your partner back or how much you would like to continue the relationship. Be out of emotional clouds in your mind and think more logically. Ask yourself if this person is your best soulmate for logical reasons, or if it is better to go with the flow of your destiny and see what happens because of your uncertainty. On the other hand, this breakup may occur because of having a better understanding of each other and starting with a better vision, or just wishing luck for each other and moving forward with just a great friendship without hurting each other and handling the situation with the favor of both parties. So as you can see, there is nothing enough to have some sadness moments, but even better, a mature perspective out of this great challenge. The divorce challenge would be more complex. Going through a divorce can be a challenging time, filled with emotions and uncertainty. While it may feel daunting and overwhelming, remember that it is possible to move forward with strength and courage. Undoubtedly, we can do the process of fair for everyone without ego and selfishness. Take a moment and have an honest overview to calculate your faults and the possibility of reviving your marriage, especially when you have kids. If it does not work out, decide how to keep your friendship for your kids, or because good memories would be one of the most reasons to hurt you once you have divorced aggressively. Remember that your spouse is not your enemy, and you can't be in a position of judging. You both did your best to have a happy family, at least at the beginning, but it didn't work out because of many factors, and it is impossible to identify and measure the faults precisely. So help each other to make the process easier and smoother. Let's see the positive and inspiring side of divorce. Divorce brings a fresh start without the baggage of past resentments or miscommunication. It can open new doors for growth and discovery as you embark on a new journey. You can choose how you want your life to look, leading to greater satisfaction in all areas of life. It's true that when we go through changes, there can be fear or anxiety about the unknown. However, this fear should not be taken as an indicator of failure or weakness. Instead, it should motivate you to confront those fears on so that you can build from them and come out more vital than ever. Reframe these challenging times into positive moments of self-discovery. Look within yourself for answers instead of focusing on what was lost in the divorce process. Let's talk about academic issues. It's understandable to feel discouraged when your grades are lower than you'd like. However, it's important to remember that your academic performance doesn't define you as a student. Even if you're not doing as well as you want, you can turn things around and improve your grades. We both know that you have enough power inside you to achieve better grades by having a passion for your major and starting your progress. You need to find your right major and understand that education is one of the life improvements that leads you to success. So spend more time finding your right major to start instead of living an unpurposeful life and dealing with unproductive moments with daily regrets. Losing a loved one is one of the most complicated challenges in life. When someone you love passes away, it can be a challenging time filled with pain and sadness. You may experience a unique emptiness feeling. Memories can make you feel closer to the person for a moment, but they will bring heavy sadness once you realize that you can't see the person in this world. But it is important to remember that the person you loved is now in a much better place, in eternal peace, comfort, and joy. Do you think he or she will be happy to see you sad and unsuccessful? So be successful in making a person happy in another world. And when it's time for us to float into that particular world together one day, we will be reunited again permanently in an everlasting embrace of heavenly light. So do you think that is it right to ignore the quality of your moments and let the person you love worry about you, even in another world? Let's talk about the financial crisis as the last subject. In today's dynamic world, financial crisis and hardship are inevitable and could be the source of many stressful obstacles that affect your health. If you don't cultivate the right plan for your life based on your money, time, and risk management strategies, so it is better to start getting a plan and maintain the progress by your knowledge and experience for better financial planning, instead of blaming external factors for your financial failures and facing to the frustrating moments with no solutions. So despite the turbulent economic landscape, one truth remains unchanged. You can rise above any crisis, and financial empowerment starts with understanding the facts, cultivating resilience, and embracing a growth mindset. This is not just a theoretical opinion. It has been cultivated through many years of my actual practices with entrepreneurs and business owners. They have achieved even beyond their dreams, so you can rely on the provided information as the working solutions. On the other hand, you may think that this episode is not for you, as you know yourself and your lifestyle. But let me ask my favorite question, which has worked for the majority of people that I met and encouraged them to take the first step of their journey to success. The question is, why do you think that you cannot overcome the main life challenges, but others can conquer their challenges and achieve their goals? This simple question encourages you to think more seriously about your potential and how can possibly upgrade your lifestyle. You may start with a few financial changes in your daily life and probably think that it is not going to work, but remember that making small changes can make a big difference. For example, setting smaller goals such as finishing one financial project each week or achieving a particular result on a small activity, it helps keep you motivated and focused on the task at hand. Most importantly, remember how strong and capable you are despite everything life throws at us occasionally. Believe in yourself and know that all these struggles are temporary. Focus on taking one day at a time until everything gets better. I tried to create a realistic image for just a couple of life challenges to demonstrate how easily we can start to manage them instead of accepting the unnecessary stresses and killing the quality of the moments in our lives. Remember, you are not the first or last person facing to this kind of challenge. Everyone is dealing with similar challenges every day. First and foremost, accepting frustrating challenges and thinking we cannot overcome them creates a negative mindset that hinders our ability to succeed. When we accept defeat and give up on our goals, we limit our potential and prevent our goals. We limit our potential and prevent ourselves from achieving success. This negative mindset can also lead to self-doubt, low self-esteem, and a lack of motivation to try new things or take risks. In short, accepting frustration as an inevitable part of life can lead to a life of mediocrity, where we settle for less than what we are capable of achieving and stop us from achieving the purpose, instead of seeing frustration as an obstacle to our success. We can view it as an opportunity to learn, grow, and become better versions of ourselves.